I just want you to tune in and listen to this verse that is so familiar. Whether you've been saved for many years or whether it's just at Christmas time, you'd like to slip in a church service and hear a concert like you've heard today, I would say that many of us in the Indianapolis area have heard this verse. This verse goes like this. It says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one in his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. Oh, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." Isn't it amazing when we think about the very first Christmas that there was no room for Jesus Christ? That day, you could blame it on Joseph if you want to. Maybe make arrangements ahead of time. But nonetheless, they got there and there was no room for them. It is amazing to me that Jesus, God, the God of the universe, was born in a manger that day. When we think about Christmas, Pastor Chris said it just a moment ago, many of us begin to think of the joy of Christmas, and we would think of the things that make us happy at Christmas time. For me, it is really beginning again. I know some of you are against this, but I like it kind of at the end of October and especially at the beginning of November when everybody starts, or most of us that are saints start listening to Christmas music. I like it. I like Bing Crosby. I like Frank Sinatra. I like all the old Rat Pack, those guys. And man, it's just when you start hearing the stores, oh man. We're gearing up for that Christmas season. We love it when the Christmas trees come out. And it was just last night we began to drive around. Karen and I jumped in with all of our kids. And we began to look at all the Christmas lights around the Avon area. It's very unfortunate because the wind was blowing so hard. It really made it quite interesting. There were lights blowing all over the place. We've never seen a light show like we saw last night for free here in the area. But nonetheless, we love those lights that go up. I have said it several times to our Crosspoint family. I am a big eggnog fan. Maybe you're not, but I do. I enjoy gaining about 10 pounds drinking eggnog during this season. Man, it's a great time of the year. But as Pastor Chris said, it's not all about those things. In fact, I began to think just last night looking over these notes, what if Jesus Christ had not come? What if there was never a first Christmas? What a horrific thought to begin to think about Jesus Christ never coming to this earth. You see, Jesus Christ was the very first gift. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes. He was the first gift that was ever given. You see, he gave his life for all of mankind. And this first gift that you and I received on that very first Christmas was the gift of the only begotten Son. You see, the Bible says it like this. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You see, this gift that was given to you and I is a gift that is absolutely free. It is the person Jesus Christ. The Bible says this in the very first Christmas story in Luke chapter 2 and verse number 11. It states that, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." You see, God became man. The prince became a pauper. The lion became a lamb. Oftentimes at Christmas, we say this, and especially our kids, "Boy, if I could only have this gift, I would be happy. If I could only get this Christmas present, I'm just going to be totally happy." My wife happens to be one of those cruel moms that if they ask for something specific and our kids know exactly what it's going to look like underneath that wrapping paper, she will take that gift, put it in a bigger box, and then wrap it so our kids don't know what it is. How many had a cruel mom like that? Would you raise your hand? Oh, it's only my wife. Okay. No, we all grew up and we loved that. that gift and comprehend today, for you and I here, you and I had a gift, and that gift was Jesus Christ. You see, Isaiah, Shannon read just a couple of moments ago, says this, His name shall be called Wonderful. How many agree by an amen today that Jesus is wonderful? Would you say amen? You see, the world that you and I live in is not always wonderful. Fox News and CNN is not always wonderful. Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, they're not always wonderful. But I'm thankful that Jesus Christ is wonderful. The Bible says that His name shall be called Wonderful. His name shall be called Counselor. He is a counsel to you and I. He has never been wrong, nor will He ever be wrong. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. He is mighty when you and I are weak. He is mighty when you and I have a down time. He is mighty when you and I go through the struggles of life. He is mighty when we are in a valley. He is mighty when we are in a trial. He is mighty when the rest of the world is living in fear. Our God is a mighty God. The Bible says that He is going to be called the Everlasting Father. I love that word Father there. That Father, a figure that you and I have in our life, whether it was a good dad or a bad dad, may I say this? You and I have an Abba Father. And our Abba Father is a saved being today. You and I, listen, if we've accepted Him as our personal Savior, He is a Father that will never leave us nor forsake us. He is a Father that is always there for us. He is a Father that knows our name. There are many moms and dads in this room today. My wife is so amazing, and so many of you moms, you really shocked me in this area. But it is amazing that a kid can fall, and they can fall two or three hallways away, and that kid falls down and they begin to scream crying. You know, they hurt their elbow or their knee and they begin to cry. And it's so amazing that there can be 50 moms in this auditorium, and the one mom whose kid fell out there, she'll go running out to get her kid. And all of us dads sit there like, what in the world? How'd they know? Is it your kid? I don't know if it's my kid. I don't know if it's my kid. It's your kid. I don't know. Probably my kid, big baby. No, I'm just joking. But nonetheless, we don't know. But those moms, they know. Why? Because they know their child. May I say today, friend, you may have had a very disappointing 2020 and 2021. You may have gone through some trials and some struggles. Maybe you lost some loved ones due to COVID this last year. But my friend, maybe you've cried some tears. Maybe you have gone through and said, nobody loves me and nobody hears me. If you're saved today, you have an Abba Father in heaven. He knows your tears. He knows your cry. He knows who you are. He knows how many hairs are on your head. He is our Abba Father. But the Bible says this, He is the Prince of Peace. Isaiah said the Prince of Peace. That means this, He brings stillness to our troubled soul. Friend, today, the world that you and I live in, it is busy, it is chaotic, it is sometimes discouraging, at times it is depressing, it is downright mean and cruel, and there are some real bullies out there. But I am thankful in all of the political turmoil, in all of the craziest with the COVID variants, I am thankful with all the craziness of the news channels today, that you and I have a Savior that can bring peace to our troubled souls. If you're thankful for that, would you say amen today? But the question is this. Do you know Him? No, I'm asking you, do you know Him? Yeah, sure, we all can amen. Yeah, sure, we all can clap. Yeah, sure, we all can sing a Christmas carol. But let me ask you this. Do you know Him? Coming to church today doesn't save you. Being a good person doesn't save you. So it's the money in the offering plate doesn't save you. Being moral doesn't save you. Voting right doesn't save you. Are all those things good? Yes, absolutely. But let me put it this way. It is only through the Son, Jesus Christ, that you and I can be saved. You see, that's not me saying this. That's not just what Pastor Shepherd believes. That's just not, well, Cross Point Baptists, they're different. But I heard it different from this religion. This televangelist said it different over here. I went to a church down the street and they said it this way. Let me tell you something, friend. I'm not going to share with you what I think or kind of what we hope or what religion tells us. No, let me read it straight from the Word of God. You see, friend, people can be wrong. Pastors can be wrong. Deacons and Sunday school teachers can be wrong. gone. There is no hope in the Pope, my friend. But let me tell you where there is hope. That is in the very Word of Jesus Christ. Because this Bible has never been wrong. And the Bible says it like this. To be saved, you and I must know that we are a sinner. Romans chapter 3 and verse number 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans chapter 3 and verse number 10 says, "As it is written, there are none righteous, no, not one." In order to know Him, in order to have heaven as our home one day for all of eternity, you and I must understand that we're a sinner, and then you and I must repent of that sin. Listen what the Word of God says in Acts chapter 20. Repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 26. They should repent and turn to God. Hebrews chapter number 6 and verse number 1. The foundations of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God. Luke chapter 13 and verse number 3. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. You and I must put our faith and trust in the gospel of Jesus Christ. You say, "Pastor, what is the gospel of Jesus Christ?" Well, very simply put today, the gospel is believing in, check it out, the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's understanding that you and I are a sinner, and there's nothing that we can do if we lived a million lifetimes to get to heaven. But you and I understand that we're a sinner. We're lost in our sin. We must repent of our sin and put our faith in what? In the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You see, some 2,000 years ago, the joy of the first Christmas was this. He came. He was born in a manger. He did live and have a ministry of several years. He was a real human being. He was 100% man, and yet He was 100% God. And as I said at this last Thursday night, they did not take Jesus Christ's life. He willingly gave it. He offered up Himself on an old rugged cross where the precious Lamb of Calvary shed His blood, the only blood that was needed for you and I to be atoned of our sin. He cried out, "It is finished." That means this, friend. It's finished. It's done. It's under the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible puts it like this. "For I delivered unto you first of all, which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." How many are thankful that He arose from the grave? Would you say amen today? Yes, He lives today. "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life." Romans says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace through God, through our Lord Jesus Christ." The Bible says the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Friend, here it is today. There are many gifts that you and I are going to be given. It might be a gift card. It might be a really cool gift. Maybe even somebody here is going to walk out like they do on those commercials, and oh, the husband takes his hands back, and oh, there's that new Cadillac. How many are kind of wishing for that? Wouldn't that be nice? Amen. Kara, I don't think we're there, but look at the credit card bill, and I don't think we're that quite there yet. But understand this, we're all going to get that cool gift, but there is no gift that compares to the joy of Christmas. Jesus Christ, our Savior, He died for you. He loves you today. You may be sitting here and you say, I don't know. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. I don't have that many followers on YouTube. I don't have that many people that check in. I'm not going to have gifts underneath the Christmas tree. Nobody really cares for me. Let me tell you something, friend. No one maybe cares for you here, and maybe you feel that way, but there is a God in heaven that He cares, and He, check it out, loves you. Loves you. It's a dark world, friend. But there is light, and His name is Jesus. And the joy of Christmas, yes, all the carols that we sang, yes, all the scripture that was given, yes, it all points to one person. And that person is Jesus Christ. And the greatest gift that you could receive is not a new car, not a new truck, not some gift card, not Amazon. I'm going to go up. But no, hold on, time out. Wait a minute. The greatest gift that you could receive on December 12, 2021 is the gift of Jesus Christ. He willingly sacrificed His life for you. Friend, do you know Him? If you don't know Him today, it's simply saying, "Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Lord, I know what I've done in my life is wrong. Lord, I believe that you died and were buried, and that 3 days later you rose from the grave. Lord, I'm giving my life to you today. God, would you save me? You say, Pastor, it's got to be more than that. Choir, think about it. It's got to be more. So it can't be that easy. No, friend, the Bible says it's that easy today. You want a new beginning? You want a new life? Not just the life to come, but you want real joy and real peace during this season? You've got to know him. And friend, it doesn't matter who you are and what your background is or what you've been through, you can know him today. The joy of Christmas. His name is Jesus Christ. Do you